What's up, guys? This is the Chatterbait Fishing Show.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Perry.
This episode, we're going to be talking about a few record-setting fish, and we're going to be doing some Q&A. Let's get right into it.
Let's get started with catch of the day. In North Carolina, two record-breaking catfish were caught last month. On July 5th, the blue catfish record was broken by Joey Baird. Get this, 121 pounds, 9 ounces.
What?
That is ridiculous.
Dude, for blue?
That's so insane. Then, on July 20th, so this is 2 weeks later, 15 days later.
That's pretty close.
Tyler Barnes broke the flathead record with a 78-pound, 14-ounce fish. Massive.
I haven't seen one over like 5.
I know. Things are massive. Joey's fish measured 60 and a half inches long. That's insane.
That's like as tall as I am.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
A little shorter than him.
And get this. 40 and a half inches in girth. 40 and a half inches big around.
Just think of that in waist size.
That's like a freaking beach ball.
Yeah.
And then Tyler's was 52 inches long and had a girth of 37 and a half. So that's also just insane.
Yeah.
And just in case y'all are curious, on my catfish story, Joey's was caught on cut bait, and then Tyler's was caught on a live bluegill, just so y'all know.
Our second record is set in Flaming Gorge, Utah. A fisherman in Utah blew a 32-year-old previous record out of the water. He caught a 53-pound lake trout. A 53-pound lake trout!
So, I don't know if you guys have ever been trout fishing, but, like, you catch those, like, half-pound rainbows, half-pound brook trout. Now, imagine catching a 53-pound brook trout. I mean, lake trout, excuse me. 53 pounds.
His name is Chance Scott, and he was fishing at Flaming Gorge when he reeled in a 53-pound, 15-ounce lake trout. If you've seen the picture, y'all know this fish is enormous, dude.
It's massive.
It measured 34.7 inches around and 44.1 inches in length. Like, what? All right. The previous record was held for 32 years, and it was 51 pounds. It was set in 1988 and coincidentally also hooked at Flaming Gorge. Got some big fish, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this next one is fish thoughts, and we're going to start out with Q&A.
I'm so excited for this. I think there's some great questions on here. I'm so excited.
All right. So me, Jackson, is going to be interviewing...
me, Perry.
All right. First question is, what is your biggest fish ever? Saltwater or freshwater?
So I've caught a 32-inch red drum. And then I've caught, like, a 3-foot shark. So, technically, the shark's bigger, I guess. So, my biggest fish is a shark.
Okay. 3-foot shark. All right. Do you prefer fishing alone or with people?
It just depends.
Like, if you're going after that big bass.
I don't know. Like, if this makes sense, like, if you're fishing with people, like, and they're catching fish at spots, like, you can go there. And, like, whatever baits they're using, you know what to use. But if you're fishing alone, you have to figure that out yourself. So I think fishing with multiple people helps with that. But also, they might steal the big fish sometimes, so that's also tough. So it's a toss-up, but I'd say fishing with friends.
So what is your go-to bait? So you didn't know the weather, you didn't know the place, all you know is there's largemouth, and you could only bring one lure.
That's so tough. But I think I'd have to go with a wacky worm. It's just such a great all-around bait. You can pitch it under trees, you know, around, like, the bank, and just jig it. It has really great action. And I think it always catches me fish. So I think I'd go with a wacky worm.
What about color?
See, this is so tough because I don't know the water, like, what it looks like.
The water clarity. Or temperature.
But I'd go with more of like a... I think I'd go with a natural color. So like, either like a reddish or like a brownish color.
Now this is a really tough one. Bait caster or spinning reel? Only one.
Only one?
Only one.
I really don't know, but I think spinning reel, because the only reason for that is you can throw like heavy stuff and light stuff, and it's just like all around. But on a bait caster, you know, they tend to do best with heavier stuff, like, you know, like spinner baits, bus baits, jigs, all that. So I think it'd have to be spinning reel.
Yeah, I would agree with that. A bait caster is great, and I love them for heavy stuff.
Yeah, they're
but
they're so
you
good.
Try to throw like a wacky worm, and you just it's really difficult. I mean, you can do it, you just can't cast very far.
I agree.
What pound test do you normally use?
I like 30-pound braid because it's super thin, but it's super strong. And then, like, probably like 12-pound normal line. It's pretty good. So I'd go with that, 12-pound normal or 30-pound braid.
What time of year is your favorite to fish in?
I would say, like late spring. Because like the bass are post spawn, they're out hunting, they're looking for food, and it just like super good fishing, you know, like you could throw about anything in there and they might eat it.
What is your favorite type of fish to catch?
I like largemouth bass on topwater, because just seeing that blow up is just the funnest thing ever. That's the funnest fishing, hands down, topwater bass, all day.
Every day. All right, now this might be worse than the spinning reel baitcaster debacle. All
right.
Boater bank.
Like only one?
Only one.
Oh my goodness. Oh, it's so tough because, oh my gosh. I would say bank because, you know, like on a lake it's more tough because it's like there's some hard to get spots like that you would want to boat for. But if you're in a pond, creek, river, you don't really use boats that much. And you could always stay on the bank. So I'd say bank, because you can do almost everything on the bank.
Yeah, I don't know which one I'd choose.
It's so tough.
Yeah. All right. So next question is favorite fish to eat and to look at.
To eat. I've never caught one. And this is like bucket list right here. Like, I really, really, really want to catch one. But a mahi-mahi or a dolphin fish, whatever you want to call them, they are super good eating, and they're beautiful. They're just the prettiest fish. They're yellow, blue, and green, and they're just so beautiful. So I think that's my favorite fish.
To eat?
To eat.
And what about to look at?
To look at, because it's just so beautiful.
Both. Wow. Number 10 is a little bit of trivia. It's pretty easy trivia. Most of you should get this.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's go.
Most fish exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide using what?
Gills?
Yes. All right, guys. We'll be back with more fish thoughts after the break. And we're back. So, one final segment under fish thoughts, and we wanted to do it on our lure choice, as last week. Right now, I have been using a quarter ounce Fire Tiger swim bait. I use that pretty regularly now, and Perry's gonna tell you a story about
so we were out fishing at the pond, and I was using a black and blue wacky worm, and I was over I cast it out, and then I hooked up to a huge fish. And he just started running, and then he broke me off, and I was so upset. I got so mad because I knew it was big. I knew it was like a 3-pounder at least. And then Jackson throws his swim bait in there and then catches it. So that's pretty funny. I definitely wasn't jealous. I'm just kidding. But maybe just a tiny bit. But that's a funny story. And then for my lure choice, I've been using a topwater walking bait, and it's like 3 inches, and it's orange and black.
Time for reel it in. This week, we talked about a couple of record fish, and we did a Q&A and talked about our lure choice at the moment. Bye. See you next week.